You might assume we're a nation of exclusively white people under 25 who have the kind of jobs that let us sit on a beach all day and not get much work done. Luckily, that's pretty far from the truth, but it does form the basis for a comedic play that's on right now called Lighten Up. Developed by actor Nicholas Brown and comedian Sam McCall, it's about an Indian-Australian actor hoping to get cast on the show Bondi Parade. Of course, let's be honest, it's about much, much more than that. And Sam McCall joins me in the studio. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm good.
Now, very good. I just wanted to say, I have a job where I can lie on the beach all day, and it's called comedy.
Yeah, all right. Smart.
But I'm not under 25, so, you know.
Look, speaking of comedy, you have been all around the world with your stand-up.
Yes.
What got you back and popping on a writer's hat? What was it about Lighten Up that kind of grabbed your attention?
Yeah, well, I kind of fell into it. I was asked to do it by Nick Brown, who originally wrote the original sort of screenplay, because it was originally film script. He asked me to do it. I met with him and loved the story, and he wanted to make it funnier and comedic because there's such heavy themes, identity and race and all this sort of stuff. So we thought, look, the best way for people to make it palatable is to make it humorous as well. So.
Why do you think we need to make it palatable, though? I mean, it's obviously a topic kind of very close to his heart and something that you could sort of relate to.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I love the idea that we are doing a comedy about it, but couldn't we also just get angry about it?
We could get angry about it, but that's a very valid point. One of the critics actually said, what's lovely about this play is it's not angry and that, you know, it's not preachy. And most of the audience I've met say to me, you know, we hate being preached to by people, you know, and artists and people with a strong message. But when it's preachy, people don't consume it. And in terms of palatability, I think we'll find in terms of diversity in this country that we're quite happy to eat other people's cultural foods. We're just not happy to hear from them. If we were happy to go out and eat Turkish and Vietnamese and everything else that we have in this country, then we want things to be palatable, don't we?
Why shouldn't we be?
So we're spicing up the arts world as we do with our food.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Spicing up the arts world.
Yeah.
Had you done much with Nick Brown before, or was this kind of out of the blue with him?
No, out of the blue. I didn't actually know Nick. I'm just kidding. I didn't know him. He approached me. He saw me on Australia's Got Talent and then was writing his script in a cafe where he saw a poster of my opera house show on the wall and said, I've got to get in touch with that guy because he felt that I would connect with his message and his themes, which I totally do. It's not my story as such. It's his autobiographical story. But what we've found, because the play's been running for a week and a half now, is even last night, for example, that people from Greek, Italian backgrounds, an Iranian girl, all sorts of people from different backgrounds and cultures have all been saying that, you know, it's very relatable, whether they're Indian or not Indian or what have you.
Well, you see with Nick's career as well, even in the kind of press around Lighten Up, he's often described as, you know, Australia's Bollywood actor.
Yes, that's right. We've got to claim
not
some
just
credit.
An actor.
No, that's exactly right. Absolutely. And we've been described as brown actors and brown comedians and brown whatevers, which is ironic because if I get out of the sun for 3 years, I'll be as white as you are. But that's okay, you know. Don't worry about that. Just judge me for my current colour, not my previous or future colours.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. But it's true. People can't help themselves. We've got to identify. We've got to put people in a box somehow.
Yeah.
And it's not just color or race or whatever. It's gender. It's age. It's everything, right? I mean, every demographic form you fill in wants to put you in some kind of box or boxes. And that's human nature. We're not necessarily saying that's wrong in itself, but it's how we do that. It's the process and the perception behind that is actually challenging for a lot of people.
Has this given you a taste for theatre? Could you see yourself back into it?
Oh, it's given me a taste for theatre.
Really?
Yeah, but it's an interesting one because I've obviously come out of stand-up comedy where you have almost complete freedom. I really love that art form because, you know, everything is down to you. You fail or succeed based on your writing, your performance, your everything, right? Theatre is a whole another world, especially being in an ensemble cast and collaborating with other actors and directors and, you know, obviously a co-writer and et cetera. And, you know, I think that's what lifts it to a higher level is collaboration.
I did get the sense that it was a very collaborative piece of work, and that's quite good.
Yeah, it is. And you know, that's important because it's the voices of other actors and other people's opinions that actually can really flavor it. I mean, Nick and I come from different backgrounds, diverse backgrounds, and we have our own. We have a very unique writing style because he's obviously a NIDA graduate and dramatic and everything. And I just like, just make it funny. But then, ironically, as we were writing it, we started to find, you know, I tapped into my sensitive side as well.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah, did you know it was there?
I wasn't aware of
drilling
it,
Drilling deep. Drilling real deep.
Drilling real deep. And I found myself somewhere down there yearning to be serious. But thankfully, I've camouflaged it. You know, it is great. And I surprised myself. And, you know, that was the beautiful thing about going from writing comedy, where you can write some more serious themes and, you know, and you can get away with doing a lot of poignant stuff in comedy, but actually doing it in a play in a theatrical world and exploring different emotions. And one of the nicest compliments we've had is from a few people that it's touched every emotion. Now, I'm not sure if they're good emotions, but some of them might have been anger and wanting money back, but it's mostly, yeah.
Look, the feedback I've been seeing has been huge. It's clearly doing very, very well.
Thank you.
I've got to say, obviously you and Nick want people to come out having had a laugh, but just to finish up, what would be the deeper message you want someone to take away from it?
Yeah, look, the deeper message, and I think it's quite apparent in the play, is that we're not being preachy. We're not saying, and you know, it's not a black or white story. Even it's everything in between. We have characters. We have an Indigenous character. We have a Maori character. We have a French character. We have all sorts of people from different backgrounds, Anglo-Indian, et cetera, et cetera. But it's that diversity that exists, especially in Sydney and Melbourne, that I think everybody in these cities relate to and identify with.
We just need to be a little better about acknowledging all of it, maybe.
Yeah, well, I mean, and the point of the play is acknowledging within yourself as much as anything.
Nice stuff. Sam McCall, thank you very much. It's called Lighten Up. It's on at the SPW Stables Theatre in King's Cross. It's part of a Griffin Theatre Company production.
Yes.
We'll have links to the all the way to get tickets on the 2SER website. You've got until 17th to check it out. And lucky you, I've actually got a double pass to give away. Oh, yeah, for tomorrow night to one of our listeners. 9514 9500. Give me a call. 9514 9500. Grab a double pass for Lighten Up on at the SPW Stables Theatre tomorrow night. We've got news coming up in just a couple of minutes. Here's a quick track for you from River Kid. This is Whoop Ding. Sam, have a great day, mate.
Thanks, Nick. Same to you.